We're talking with Nikki Werner today, another Canadian country artist. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, well, thanks very much for taking your time out. Now, you're a country artist and you're based in British Columbia?
That's right.
Okay, and what part of British Columbia?
In Chilliwack.
Mm-hmm. Chilliwack.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been there. It's just it's an hour or so east of Vancouver.
Okay, good, nice. I was reading that you were interested in country music since you were a child.
That's right.
So tell us a bit about that. Did you come from a musical family or just something that you decided you wanted to do?
Definitely. My dad's side of the family has 11 brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and music is a big part of their family. We go to family reunions every year, and there'd be music around the campfire and guitars and spoons and fiddles, and I loved it. So it was kind of ingrained in me at an early age.
Okay, well, that's great. So you grew up with it. So your family, I would imagine, is very proud of you then.
Yes. Yeah, my sister actually is a singer as well, and both my brothers are musical, so yeah, kind of ran in the family for sure.
That's nice. Now, you've come out with your second CD. You have two of them now?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and your second one is Girls Night In?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And your first one is?
Just Nikki Werner Band.
Okay, Nikki Werner Band. Do you still have the band, or are you just solo now?
We decided to drop the band just in the name, but mm-hmm. I do have most of the members of the band still playing with me at the gig, so.
Okay, good. You have 10 songs on the latest CD, Girls Night In, and some of them were co-written with you and some other people, such as Tim Taylor, Aaron Pritchett's My Way, and Rick...
Rick Tippy, yes.
Rick Tippy, okay. So, yeah, tell us about the making of this CD.
It was something that I've wanted to do since we put out the other CD. The other CD, I'm very proud of it. It's something that my husband and I did in our home studio,
mm-hmm.
and it was actually a way that we found the producer of my new CD. We sent that to him, and he had to listen, and he wanted to get started with me and work on a new CD. So it was, I guess we started it in 2005, I think it was, so it's 3 years that we've been working towards this CD, and my husband and I have co-written a lot of songs together, and then we decided to get together with Rick Tippy, and then when we went to Nashville last year, we got together with Tim Taylor as well, and that was so much fun, just co-writing with other people and getting their ideas. And
yeah, I can imagine. That's
yeah,
great.
It's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. So what's your inspiration when you and your husband get together and write songs?
We just love music, so he usually gets on his guitar, and he's an amazing acoustic guitar player, and he just starts jamming something out, and I sometimes think of a melody right away, or he does, and then we start thinking of an idea for the song, and it kind of works that way. Usually, I know other songwriters might start with the lyric first, but we seem to always start with the music and then write mm-hmm. a lyric around it.
Okay, great. Now, yeah. Your type of country music, would you say it's more traditional country or more of a modern country rock, or...?
You know, I always kind of thought of myself as being more of a crossover kind of mm-hmm. sounding country, like, you know, country rock or country pop, but I definitely love the traditional roots as well, and a couple of the songs on my CD have more of a traditional sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the CD kind of has a little bit of something for everybody out there, because I know country is such a wide range of sounds these days that I think there's something for every different country listener out there.
true. Well, yeah. That's great. So you've been compared to Martina McBride and also Terry Clark. How do you feel about that?
Pretty cool, because mm-hmm. Both of them are definitely people that I looked up to growing up, like especially Martina McBride. I think I have every CD of hers, and I used to just listen to them until the CDs were worn out and copied everything that she did. And I just loved everything that she stood for, and her songs were so strong, the messages in them, and I just think she's a wonderful vocalist, and Terry Clark, being from Canada and going down and making her dreams come true in Nashville and being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and, you know, they're just mm-hmm. pretty cool ladies, so.
That's great. Any other artists, whether Canadian or American, that might have inspired you?
I really loved Vince Gill
mm-hmm.
Growing up as well. I loved the fact that he's such a steadfast person in the industry, and he's put so many CDs out and has so much respect, and I just loved his musicality, and I remember going, actually, he was one of the first concerts that I attended, so Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Good. Now, you've opened for Julian Austin, so that's kind of neat, too. How was that experience?
Oh, so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's such a great guy, such an awesome entertainer, and just made me feel so welcome after, and, you know, mm-hmm. Very nice guy.
Great, good. Yeah, I've interviewed him, and he's a really nice, down-to-earth guy. Now, mm-hmm. You're a four-time BC Country Music Award nominee, so that's quite something.
Yes, I'm very proud of the fact that they've honored me with, you know, being a nominee in those categories. So I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that this year will be another year that I will hopefully be nominated and possibly mm-hmm. even win, so...
Oh, hopefully, yeah. Now, you attended the Canadian Country Association Awards in 2007 in Regina. Mm-hmm. So what are your plans for the summer? Are you doing a lot of touring around the West?
We're basically staying in BC and traveling around here and doing a lot of the fairs and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother of two young girls, and mm-hmm. We like to be able to play the shows that they can come to.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful family support, like both of our sets of parents are always able to either watch them or bring them out to the shows, and I know they love it, so that's, I like to do family shows if I can, because that's mm-hmm. what I am.
That's just great. I was reading you don't have to play just one role anymore, and I think that's a great message for women out there.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Absolutely,
good.
Yeah.
Good. How Can You Love Someone? That was the top 100 in Canada. And you followed that up with Let Your Love Flow, and your new single is That's Life?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're enjoying playing that here.
I appreciate your support so much. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, website, you have a few of them, I guess. You have a MySpace, and you have also www.nickiwerner.com.
Yes.
Okay, any other places that people can get in touch and know what's going on?
They can probably find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a big thing Facebook for people these
too.
Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I also have a Sonic Bids website.
Okay, good. So they can go there and find out your upcoming shows. And mm-hmm. you also have a blog, I think, on the www.nickiwerner.com. And there's some merchandise for sale, too, your CDs, etc.
Yep, that's right. And we have some shirts still from the Nicky Werner Band CD. The shirts say Nicky Werner Band, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're working towards getting some other merchandise up and running as well, so hopefully some hats and mm-hmm. other fun stuff.
A lot of fun. Anything else you wanted to mention, Nikki, before we go?
No, I'm so happy to have the single that we wrote with Rick Tippy out called That's Life, mm-hmm. and I just hope everybody at your station really enjoys it, and I hope to be out your way someday soon and meet you.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, we wish you all the luck and really enjoy your music. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Next up, we're going to hear the great single by Nicky Werner, Canadian country artist, called That's Life.
Wondering why I'm here on earth. Is everything I'm going through really worth the blood, the sweat, the tears, and all the pain? Some days are good, some days are bad. Some things you do just drive me mad. It makes me think that this is just a game. But that's life, like a wheel going round and round. Down a one-way street, we're nowhere bound. Yet somehow, we seem to find the light. It's simple, complex, sometimes a mess. Let's take a chance with no regrets. What does it matter who's wrong or right? That's life. That's life. Wondering how we're gonna pay the rent. Seems every dollar made we've already spent. The heat, the car, the phone, we still need to pay. And down the hall, the baby cries. But she's the apple of our eyes. Through the ups and downs, we'll be okay. Cause that's life, like a wheel going round and round. Down a one-way street, we're nowhere bound. Yet somehow, we seem to find the light. It's simple, complex, sometimes a mess. Let's take a chance with no regrets. What does it matter who's wrong or right? That's life. to finalize. It's simple, complex, sometimes a mess. Let's take a chance with no regrets. What does it matter who's wrong or right? That's life. Like a wheel goes.